It's time for Supply Chain Now Radio, sponsored by Apex Atlanta and Talent Stream. Broadcasting live from the supply chain capital of the country, Atlanta, Georgia, Supply Chain Now Radio spotlights the best in all things supply chain. The people, the companies, the technologies, the best practices, and the critical issues of the day. Now, here are your hosts.
Good Monday morning. Scott Luton here with you live on Supply Chain Now Radio. Welcome to the show. Today, we're talking all about the recent 2019 E-Commerce Operations Summit, where Supply Chain Now Radio served as a media partner. We have an excellent guest and looking forward to a great discussion this morning. Friendly reminder, you can find our Supply Chain Now Radio replays on a variety of channels, iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and of course, our great friends over at Business Radio X. As always, we'd love to have you subscribe so you don't miss anything. Let's welcome today's featured guest, Michael O'Brien, Senior Content Manager with Multichannel Merchant. Mike also served as lead programmer with the E-Commerce Operations Summit. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, Scott.
Glad that you are here with us. So before we dive into the event, Mike, would you share your background with our listeners and tell us a little bit about yourself?
Okay, sure. So my background's in journalism. I went to school for journalism and worked in newspapers out of college for about a dozen years, and have worked in a variety of roles since then in marketing, communications, public relations, all kind of centered around journalism, communications, writing, editing, researching, that kind of thing, and been in my current role, Multichannel Merchant, for the past 5 years.
Mm. So in that role with Multichannel Merchant, what do you do?
Okay, so two primary things is Multichannel Merchant itself. It's a media brand that covers e-commerce and direct-to-customer operations from three perspectives of operations and fulfillment, marketing, and e-commerce, and I have the lead editorial role overseeing the content and everything we put together there on the website and our different programs like webinars and podcasts and whatnot. And then as far as E-Commerce Operations Summit, I'm the lead programmer, as you mentioned, so that's responsible for putting the program together, all the different sessions and workshops, and recruiting them and putting together our advisory board and all the speakers that come and participate in the event.
Mm. So what does the parent company to a Multichannel Merchant do?
Okay, yeah. So our parent company is Access Intelligence. They're headquartered in Rockville, Maryland, and they're a worldwide information and marketing company that provides business intel and integrated marketing solutions in about a dozen global market sectors, including public relations, marketing, energy, aviation, satellite, healthcare, and media. And Multichannel Merchant and E-Commerce Operations Summit falls under the media category within Access Intelligence.
Mm. All right, so let's dive into the 2019 E-Commerce Operations Summit. So before we get too specific, can you first give us a description of what the summit is comprised of?
Yeah, sure. So E-Commerce Operations Summit was in its seventh year in 2018. We launched the event in 2012. And overall, it's what's behind the summit is providing insight and ideas to merchants that are in e-commerce or direct to customer who are shipping, you know, right to customers' doors and become more efficient and effective in their overall operations. We cover areas including fulfillment, customer care, inventory management, order management, within the warehouse, picking, packing, shipping, delivery and returns, as well as technology topics and automation and transportation logistics. So like everything kind of soup to nuts to help companies be more effective and efficient in their direct and e-commerce operations.
Mm. An absolute critical aspect of the modern retail and supply chain world for that matter. So, and we're talking to our audience, we're talking with Mike O'Brien, Senior Content Manager with Multichannel Merchant. So we've heard a ton of very positive feedback from attendees and participants from this year's E-Commerce Operations Summit. And of course, Ash Libke, co-host of our Tech Connect series here on Supply Chain Now Radio, was one of the featured speakers. But generally speaking, Mike, what were some of this year's highlights?
Okay, so a couple things that are that prove very popular every year at our events is we always feature a number of facility tours of fulfillment centers and that are in the area of the event that are, you know, drivable from the event. And this year we had facility tours that we co-hosted along with Abercrombie and Fitch, Ascena Brands, the Rickenbacker International Airport in Columbus, which does a lot of e-commerce activity. There's a lot of brands that have product coming in and out of there because there's a lot of fulfillment activity in the area. We also had a tour of Ohio State University in Columbus, which has a very strong program, a graduate program in logistics and supply chain. And also wanted to call out the keynotes we had at the event. We had Angie Atwood, who's the director of the National Association of Foreign Trade Zones, and one of the bigger ones in the country is located in the Columbus area. And she talked about the rising use of FTZs and what's happening in Columbus, and also gave kind of a snapshot of the changes that are happening in trade and tariff policies and the impact they're having, which is, as you know, there's a lot of that in the news these days with negotiations happening with between the United States and other countries. So it's something that's a lot of good information there for companies that are kind of shipping stuff in and out and dealing with foreign trade. And then another keynote we had was one that I led with a couple of executives, Pooja Agarwal. She's the COO of Birchbox, a subscription company, and Rick Dooley is the VP of operations for Belk, a retail company. And they talked about all the challenges they face of meeting customer expectations in the age of Amazon, the Amazon effect, and, you know, expectations rising. And so they talked about kind of practically nut and bolt the things they do to make sure that they keep their customers happy as, you know, expectations rise of when they're going to get their stuff, how they're going to get it, and, you know, kind of how they want it and when they want it. So those were some of the highlights of the event this year.
So you had about 100 speakers, many from some of the biggest, most recognizable brands. Beyond those keynotes, which others did you find most intriguing?
Okay, a couple I wanted to kind of call out. There's one session on the role of data science and the data scientist in omnichannel operations. This is a very critical role that's been growing in importance. Companies bringing in people with a lot of analytical expertise to help them figure out the best ways to set up their network, to handle inventory management, making sure they have the proper positioning of inventory to serve all the different channels, you know, e-commerce, retail, wholesale, et cetera, and in the most optimal fashion and saving costs wherever they can. And that was led by a couple of speakers from Abercrombie and Fitch, and they gave a lot of good information about how that role is growing in Abercrombie and kind of in the industry in general. And then another session was led by Steve D'Annunzio. He's the head of the Business Logistics Engineering Graduate Program at Ohio State. And he had panelists from DSW and also from a couple of companies that are dealing with RFID technologies. And they talked about the challenges that retailers face specifically in terms of store inventory, which a lot of times is sort of like the weak link in terms of having accurate inventory, which is really critical because if you don't have a good view into your real-time inventory at any given moment, both in your stores and in your e-commerce fulfillment centers, then, you know, customer orders can get messed up. Things don't, you know, flow the way they're supposed to. So the data science and the analytics capabilities are something that's become really critically important to a lot of these companies, and they kind of address that.
Absolutely. Supply chain visibility is a very, very hot topic in 2019. So the summit also featured a variety of pre-conference workshops, Mike. What topics did those cover?
Okay, so we have four workshops this year. One was on what we called refining the omnichannel model, and that was led by a supply chain software and consulting company called Invista, and featured panelists from Best Buy, Abercrombie & Fitch, Modell Sporting Goods, Google, and FedEx, and some others. And they looked at kind of four primary areas: the customer journey, you know, from click all the way through to delivery and even after the purchase, and delivery, IT strategy, all the different aspects of IT that play into omnichannel operations, the store experience, and looked a lot at the kind of like the store in the digital age and creating like a digital and a mobile experience like in the store, and then last focused on the fundamentals of omnichannel fulfillment, just, you know, all the kind of block and tackle of getting the product from the different channels to the customers. Another workshop was on creating the optimal customer experience, and that was all about how to eliminate friction points and create a mobile first mentality, you know, in this day and age when smartphones are so prevalent, and how to integrate that with your client engagement strategy and create a journey map that aligns to those strategies. That featured Angie Stockland. She's the COO of OneClick, and she was joined by Totten Soltis with ModCloth and Martha Brooke, who's with a consultancy called Interaction Metrics. And then another workshop was on operations and fulfillment fundamentals, and that was led, again, by Tim Holliday. He's the COO of a company called SataCorp. He's been in the industry a long time and gives a lot of good sort of 101, you know, 201 information about all the different aspects of direct-to-customer operations and fulfillment, and looking at it from the perspective of people, process, and technology. And then lastly, there was a workshop that was led by Rob Martinez and Trevor Outman, and they're the CEO and president, respectively, of Shipware, which is a shipping and parcel spend management consulting company, and they gave a lot of good tips and tools about how to have the best possible parcel shipping contract negotiations and ways to mitigate the impact of rising rates and increases in shipping fees. So those are the workshops we had this year.
A ton of great content, it sounds like. So let's talk more about some of the issues that your numerous panel sessions covered. Can you give us a few examples there, Mike?
Yeah, sure. So one really important area that, you know, maybe a lot of people don't think about, at least on the consumer side, is packaging. And in the age when a lot of people are looking to be, you know, more sustainable, more green in their operations, and so customers look to companies that are implementing sustainability, and that's where they want to kind of spend their dollars. So it's really important for companies to have like a sustainability approach, and so this session kind of addressed ways to do that. It was led by Heinkel Kiesner. He's the CEO of a packaging company called PackSize, and he was joined by Rob Bass, who's the Chief Supply Chain Officer of Best Buy, and Jamie Markland is the Associate Director of Operations for Boll & Branch. And they talked about how within their companies that they're handling sustainability in their packaging processes, and how they balance that with protecting the product, as well as making sure branding is front and center, and also that it's still a kind of surprise and delight experience for all their customers. And then another was addressing the issue of rising costs, as kind of alluded to in the other workshop, the rising cost of shipping. And every year the major carriers, your FedEx, UPS, and USPS have annual rate increases. And then there's also a lot of increases in what they call accessorial fees and special handling fees by the FedEx and UPS. And so I led a panel discussion that featured Rob Martinez, who was one of the speakers from the workshop on parcel spend, along with Nate Skyver, who is a senior manager of parcel network design with Gap, and Sarah Negri is a transportation manager for parcel and e-commerce at GNC. And there was also another parcel spend consultant, Jerry Hempstead. So we talked about all the impact of these rising shipping costs on retail and e-commerce companies, and different ways, strategies, and approaches they can take to sort of offset and mitigate those costs so they don't get killed on the shipping side.
And to our listeners, we're talking with Mike O'Brien, Senior Content Manager with Multichannel Merchant. Mike also served as lead programmer with the E-Commerce Operations Summit, which is in its seventh year. So, Mike, the webinar we've got coming up on May 14th, I think it's a pretty intriguing topic. Can you share some more information about that?
Yeah, sure. So, this webinar is going to be all about how marketers in retail and e-commerce can address their members of their audience that are within Gen Z, you know, the younger shoppers, and what their kind of key characteristics are and what they're expecting of retailers, and what kind of, in particular, what kind of email marketing tactics they can use to appeal to and engage that generation. And that's going to be held on Tuesday, May 14th at 2 o'clock Eastern. And you can visit multichannelmerchant.com/webinars, and we have information there on that and other webinars that we're going to be featuring.
Outstanding. And that's open to the public, right?
Yes, it is. Yep.
Outstanding. Okay. A lot of resources, Mike, you've shared already. So let's talk about next year's e-commerce operations summit. I know it's early. We just wrapped up this year's, and there's not a ton of information you can share, but what are we teed up for next year?
Okay, yeah, so we're looking forward to next year, because we're going to be kind of switching locales from the Midwest down to Orlando, Florida, and the event's going to be held on April 14th through the 16th. And as you say, Scott, you know, it's very early stage, and but we're, you know, already head down. We wrapped last year. We're already head down on preparing for a great event next year, and getting our advisory board together, and speaker recruitment, and session planning, as well as some great facility tours in the area of Orlando, as well as a lot of different networking activities we have going on. So we're really looking forward to being in Orlando next year, and hoping that folks can join us for that.
7 years in, it seems like y'all have a ton of momentum, have been producing some great shows. I'm jealous I wasn't able to attend in Columbus this year, but I am marking my calendar now, April 14th through the 16th, 2020, in Orlando for the 2020 E-Commerce Operations Summit. Okay, so Mike, we've got two websites that we want to direct people to if they want to learn more information, right?
Yep, so the primary sites would be multichannelmerchant.com. For the media brand, Multichannel Merchant, and then operationssummit.com for e-commerce operations summit.
Great. And the first website you mentioned, the multichannelmerchant.com, is where folks go to sign up for the webinar. I think you just add a slash webinars. Is that right?
That's correct. Yep.
Okay, so multichannelmerchant.com/webinars. Okay. Well, Mike, thanks again. Mike O'Brien, Senior Content Manager with Multichannel Merchant, who also served as lead programmer for the 2019 E-Commerce Operations Summit. What a great group. Mike, thanks for carving out some time to talk with us here today.
Thanks, Scott.
You bet. Okay, so to our listeners, we're going to wrap up on some upcoming events. One of our next events is May 10th, where we're going to spend a couple of hours with Bo Groover of the Effective Syndicate here in the North Atlanta area, talking proven techniques for continuous improvement. It's a Georgia Manufacturing Alliance event. It's also co-sponsored with the great group, great folks over at Apex Atlanta. And if you're interested, in fact, Doosan is hosting, and one of the things Doosan does is manufacture forklifts. They're going to give us a site visit, a site tour after the presentation's wrapped up. So really neat event, May 10th, coming up later this week, and you can learn more at GeorgiaManufacturingAlliance.com. If you're interested in learning in earning your world-class supply chain management credential and certification, you ought to check out upcoming APEX Atlanta classes at the Georgia Tech Supply Chain and Logistics Institute. The week of June 24th, we're going to be conducting both the CSCP bootcamp as well as a CLTD bootcamp. If you want more information, you can check out scl.gatech.edu. Supply Chain Now Radio is a proud media partner of EFT's upcoming 3PL and Supply Chain Summit here in Atlanta, June 10th through the 12th. home run lineup of speakers from folks like Land O'Lakes, Uber Freight, Cisco, UPS, DHL Supply Chain, many more. We're going to be broadcasting live thanks to our friends over at Becker Logistics. Please check them out at beckerlogistics.com. You can check out the website EFT.com for more event details. Or if you can't find some of the details you're looking for on any of the information we've shared here today, you can send us a note to Scott, S-C-O-T-T, at supplychainnowradio.com. We'll make sure we get you the information you're looking for. Big thanks to our guest today, Mike O'Brien, again, Senior Content Manager with Multichannel Merchant, also Lead Programmer with the e-commerce Operations Summit. Mark your calendars for the 2020 event, April 14th through the 16th in beautiful and sunny Orlando, Florida. Be sure to check us out, our other upcoming events, replays of our interviews, other resources at supplychainnowradio.com. Again, you can find us on iTunes, SoundCloud, all the leading sites where podcasts can be found. We'd love to have you subscribe so you don't miss anything. On behalf of the entire Supply Chain Now Radio team, this is Scott Luton wishing you a wonderful week, and we'll see you next time on Supply Chain Now Radio. Thanks, everybody.